the covet, Lag BaOmer, I would like to say over, you know, a famous Gemara in Shabbos that everybody knows, which, by the way, is very interesting, that it's a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Gimel. You know, Aloy Dabarhu. So it's true that, you know, the Dafim itself in the Gemara weren't made by the Rishonim or, you know, the Achronim. They usually always only write in Perek B'Memadlikin or so. This came later from the Matfisim, from the printers, but it has to be Hashgochim and Hashemayim that the Gemara, this Gemara about Reb Shimon in the Ma'ora, comes on Daf Lamed Gimel. That's the way the Hashgocha comes. So let me just briefly say the Gemara that Reb Shimon ben Yochai, when they had to run away, and first they flee to a Beis Medrash, Reb Shimon ben Yochai and his son Reb Elezer ben Reb Shimon, but then they were afraid that they would force his wife to divulge their whereabouts, so they just went away. They ran away, and they ran to a cave, and they were there for 12 years. And let me not get into the whole Gemara there, but at the end of the 12 years, where Abascal Eliyahu came and said, Eliyahu Hanavi came to the Mora, to the opening of the Mora, and he said, who should let Bar Yochai know that the Caesar died, the Caesar died, then the Gzera is no longer intact, and they're free to go out. So they go out of the Ma'orah, and right away they see somebody plowing his ground. And, you know, after being in the Ma'orah for 12 years and being Isaac in you know, just in Torah and Avoda and in Seudas HaTorah, they come and they say, Manichim Chai Yoylam V'Oiskim Chai Yeshua, that, what are people doing? Let Goyim do their work. If were they to act appropriately, were everybody to act appropriately, the Jews would be able to, you know, be able to learn Torah, and V'omdu Zara Marut Zaynchem, and other people would be able to, Fremder, meaning to say people not of the Jewish faith, would do our work for us, were we to be just act accordingly, were we to be Oysen Ritzon Shalmokim. Anyway, they, wherever it is they looked at, they destroyed, you know, the fields or so. So the Rabbeinu Shalom says, go back into the Ma'orah. And they stay in the Ma'orah for another 12 months, and they come out. And let me just make it a little short here. When they came out, it was Erev Shabbos. They came out of the Ma'orah after 12 months. The second time they came out, it was after 12 months, and they see somebody running Erev Shabbos, an older person, an older man, and he was running with Trei Medane Osa. He was two branches of Hadassim. And it was very close to Bein HaShmosh, it was close to Shabbos, which is, by the way, the Hanhoga by the Sfardim, especially by the Temonim, they give it out in Shul, they give out, you know, little Hadassim to make a bracha, Bar Atzei V'Somim, and that's the way they start, Erev Shabbos, before they daven Mincha. So they asked him, why, what is it that you have that? These osa, these branches of osa. So he said that it's the older man said that it's Lekovet Shabbos. So they asked him, "What's wrong with? Why do you need two branches? What's wrong with one? You need so many hadassim." So his answer was, the older man says, "Chad keneged zochar, v'chad keneged shomar. The two are once. One is keneged zochar shema Shabbos." And the other one is Keneged Shomer's Yom HaShabbos. So Reb Shimon ben Yochai seemed to have been extremely inspired by what he saw, And he says to his son, to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Chazi kamo chavivin mitzus al Yisrael. Take a look at how chaviv mitzus are to Klal Yisrael. And Yosef daitayu, and they were appeased, meaning to say they saw that there's something very good in this world. It's very choshev in this world, and therefore, it's worth coming out of the Mara and seeing what the Yidden are like. What was it that they saw, chavivim mitzus al Yisroel? What did they see that was so special? And it seems to be that what they saw that was special here was one keneged zocher and one keneged shomer. Not just that they took hadasim l'kovet Shabbos Kodesh, but that there were two branches of hadasim, and one was keneged zocher, and one was keneged shomer, which, by the way, is the source of the custom that we have, all of us, that we light at least two Shabbos licht. One is keneged zocher and one is keneged shomer. But what is the significance of that? That Reb Shimon ben Yochai was so impressed by it. He says, listen, the world is kedai just for something like that. What? That they have two badim instead of one bad? Therefore, you know, he says that... take a look at Kama Chavivin Mitzvah Sal Yisroel. I just would like to explain these two branches, or, you know, the concept of the Zohar and the Shomer. Zohar, there's two things in Parshas Vayeshanon. It says Shomer Shom HaShabbos, and Shomer means guard. And the Gemara says always, "Kol hishomer pen v'yal is loisase." Whenever it says in the Torah, "Shomer," right? Shomer is chodesh aviv, or I shouldn't say that by tzoras, where the Torah says that you're not permitted to cut the tzoras, the Torah uses the lashon of shomer, right? And the Gemara says that that's a loisase. Meaning to say, guard to see that you don't violate. Guard to, that you see that you don't cut the tzaras off instead of following the process of the Torah, which is going to the Kohen. You want to circumvent that by just cutting the tzaras, and this way you don't have tzaras. The Torah says you're not permitted. Hishoma benega tzaras, the Torah says. You're not allowed to do that. You have to go through the process that the Torah mandates, which is to go to the Kohen. He'll either be Metayer or be Metama. If he's Metama, you have, there's a Hezger and a Hechlet, depending on what happens. It's a law in the Torah. That's what Shomer is Yom HaShabbos, which means see to it that you don't violate Shabbos by doing one of the Lamites Melochas. That's Shomer. Zochar means remember. There, that's a mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah saseh to do something positive about Shabbos, which we understand, Chazal understand, it means to remember Shabbos, to say that today is a holy day, today, the seventh day, is Shabbos Kodesh, is a holy day, which is what we do, we make Kiddush. That's why there's a mitzvah min haTorah to make Kiddush on Shabbos. That comes from Zohar is Yom HaShabbos. So, in the Pasuk it says, Vishomru b'nei Yisrael es HaShabbos, la'asois es HaShabbos. You, let me just explain something. The Torah says you're not allowed, you're not permitted to violate the Shabbos by doing Lamites Melochas. Theoretically, a person can stay in bed and sleep for 24 hours, right? And he did not in any way violate the Shabbos. He didn't violate the Shabbos. He didn't do anything wrong. Geschlafen. He slept. However, the purpose of of not doing malacha is not just for the purpose of not doing malacha. It's the recognition that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam who created a world yesh me'ayin, there was nothing, and the Ribbono Shel Olam created and made a yesh out of it, and there was 6 days of Maisa, 6 days of Maisa Bereshis, and on the seventh day the Ribbono Shel Olam rested, meaning to say there was no longer, Maisa Bereshis was finished, and he inculcated that day with a special degree of Kedusha. So so we bear testimony to that, that that is the case. We believe in a God. We believe that he created a world, yesh me'ayin, and that's what we bear testimony on Shabbos, by keeping Shabbos. The purpose of not doing malacha is to make a spiritual day out of this day. That's the purpose of Shabbos. That's the Zocharis Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi. So what this old man was saying was he's taking Shnei Badei Osa. One is Keneged Zochar, Keneged Shomar, meaning to say that by we don't do Malacha on Shabbos because we want to make a special day out of the Shabbos. We want to connect in a greater way than we have in the Sheish Yishim HaMasa. On Shabbos, we want to connect more with the Ribbono Shel Olam because we don't have to work, we don't have to do all the mundane things that we normally have to do during the week to work for a parnosa or whatever it is. Today, this day, Shabbos Kodesh, we're going to keep it as a holy day, a spiritual day, a more of a Ruchni Yizdika day. It's true we have what is called Kovid Shabbos and Einik Shabbos. That all is to recognize that today is a special day. So when Reb Shimon ben Yochai comes out of the Ma'ora and he sees this man have Shnei Badeyos and he asks him what it is, he understood the message that the man was trying to tell him. The man was trying to tell him there's a Shomer. We guard the Shabbos. We don't do malacha, but it's la'asos es haShabbos. V'shomru v'nei Yisrael es haShabbos. We guard the Shabbos by not doing malacha in order la'asos es haShabbos. This taich, by the way, of v'shomru v'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, la'asos es haShabbos, the Ksav HaKabbalah said. So that is something that he saw that Reb Shimon ben Yochai amishtrep, that they desire ruchnius, that they desire a kirva to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then it's good. Then I see this world is a good world, and there are a lot of good people in this world, and it pays to come out and see the good in it. Have a good night, everybody. If you just want to say hello, I'd appreciate it.